As Brexit jitters mount, the boss of RBS today has a warning about lending. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. It's been a big week for Brexit talk. At her Conservative Party's annual conference, Prime Minister Theresa May continued to defend her controversial plan for exiting the European Union. That followed fresh remarks from automaker bosses at the Paris Motor Show, who repeated concerns about supply chain disruptions in the event of a disorderly departure. Today, the chief executive of Royal Bank of Scotland joined the chorus. Ross McEwan said leaving the EU without a deal could tip the UK economy into recession. It's a worry, he said, that's caused the bank to become more cautious about lending. The BBC's Simon Jack has more.
As Britain's biggest lender to business, RBS is a useful barometer for the fortunes of the UK economy. Ross McEwan told the BBC that while he was expecting modest growth for the UK next year, failure to secure a deal with the EU could throw the economy into reverse.
Next year sees about 1 to 1.5% if we get growth in the economy, if we get an okay Brexit scenario. But if we get a very hard Brexit scenario, that it actually will be less than that, and the economy may well go down to zero or negative growth next year.
He said the bank was becoming particularly cautious about lending to retailers who had failed to adapt to the changes brought by new technology, worrying for a sector which has seen 2,000 stores close already this year. The government has repeatedly said that a no-deal Brexit is not its preferred outcome, but the governor of the Bank of England, Mark Carney, has said the chances of a no-deal Brexit are uncomfortably high. McEwan is clear that would hurt the value of a bank in which taxpayers still have a 63% stake.
Simon Jack reporting there. Let's do the numbers. Some European bond yields are jumping this morning, taking a cue from U.S. Treasuries. The U.S. 10-year yield reached the highest level in 7 years yesterday on optimism over the U.S. economy. Those moves, along with continued strength in the U.S. dollar, are putting fresh pressure on emerging market currencies. India's rupee, the Korean won, and the Turkish lira are among the biggest decliners. Now, Toyota's Japan's biggest car maker and SoftBank are joining forces in a new venture aimed at using driverless car technology to offer new services. They call it a mobility network. The BBC's Faria Massoud explains.
The two companies will commit more than $17 million to the joint venture aimed at joining up Toyota's connected car technology and SoftBank's Internet of Things. Toyota President Akio Toyoda emphasized his desire to become a bigger part of Japan's transport infrastructure, saying the new network's first phase would involve purchasing and running large buses. SoftBank hinted at the prospect of hospital shuttles that host medical examinations and mobile offices in operation from 2020 onwards. The move from Toyota comes after an announcement in August that it will invest $500 million to expand a partnership with taxi app Uber to develop self-driving cars. SoftBank is already in partnership with Uber for the same thing. In London, I'm the BBC's Faria Massoud for Marketplace.
You might have just put out the Halloween decorations, but a lot of retailers, certainly here in Britain, are stringing up the Christmas lights and readying their displays for the holiday season. Today, in particular, is a big day for the book industry. More than 600 new titles will hit the shelves. I met up with Brett Wollstonecroft, manager of Daunt Books, at his shop in central London. He told me what Super Thursday is all about.
Certainly in the past 3, 4, 5 years, it has been the focal point for publishers releasing new titles in the run-up to Christmas.
What titles are you most looking forward to, or are customers most looking forward to?
I think by far probably the biggest title that's due out is Andrew Roberts' book on Churchill, which will have a global appeal, but is certainly already, from its reviews here, been lauded as being the finest single-volume biography of Churchill.
Do you find that customers know what Super Thursday is, or do you get more traffic those days?
Customers, on the whole, have no idea about Super Thursday. I have to say, there isn't any huge focus on that day.
Just looking at figures from last year, hardback sales were up more than audiobooks. Is that still presenting a challenge, e-readers, audiobooks, to physical booksellers?
We live in extremely tough times as physical booksellers, at least, you know, competing with online booksellers who don't have the same costs. But where I think hardbacks and the beauty of hardbacks does have an impact positively is that we can, of course, display these things. You cannot tell on a screen how beautiful a cloth-bound Penguin hardback is. People have returned to a love of the book as a physical thing, certainly.
Barnes & Noble, one of the big retailers, has launched a new store format where they're kind of trying to draw consumers in for different products. Mm. Is that something that will be kind of a future trend for physical booksellers, or are you really relying on books themselves to draw people into the store?
All booksellers are going to have to concentrate on selling beyond just books. It has been part of the story of the rebirth of Waterstones here. Bookshops create wonderful environments, and if you're careful and don't destroy that, then they are nice places to shop. There is no algorithm that will ever beat the way in which a couple of physical books jostling each other on a shelf will lead you from one to the other.
Is there any book you particularly are looking most forward to?
There's one book, Jeff Dyer's little book, which is about the film Where Eagles Dare, called Broadsword Calling Danny Boy. It's a very funny, short little book in which he looks at the making of that film. He's a great writer and a very funny writer, and I think this is going to be a lot of people's Christmas stockings.
Wonderful. Brett, thank you so much.
Pleasure.
Now, I, for one, love physical books because nothing beats the feeling of accomplishment closing that last page. Can't wait to see the new titles that are out today. Right now, my selection is The Last Lion, which profiles Winston Churchill. Looks like I'll have another to add to my list today. What about you? Are you a physical book lover, or are e-readers more your speed? Tweet me, at Victoria Craig, with the hashtag BBC Marketplace. In London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.